three witnesses in the Troopergate investigation failed to comply with subpoenas this morning. They were ordered to appear at 10 o'clock at the Anchorage Legislative Conference Room, and a packed room waited more than half an hour before Senator Hollis French came out and read a prepared statement that said what everyone already knew.
Ms. Fry, Mr. Palin, and Mr. Raro, all having been served with subpoenas through their legal counsel, have neither given statements nor appeared today in compliance with their subpoenas.
Those three people are members of Governor Sarah Palin's inner circle. Ivy Fry is her assistant, Randy Raro is her deputy chief of staff, and the third person is her husband, Todd Palin. French said his committee would now report to the full Senate that the three are in contempt. The Senate Judiciary Committee has put Special Investigator Steve Branchflower in charge of finding the facts behind the governor's firing of Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan, who says Palin and her staff were pressuring him to fire a state trooper who was divorced from the governor's sister and in a custody dispute with her. Palin originally said she would cooperate with the investigation, but has changed her position since becoming a vice presidential candidate. French concluded the meeting this morning by announcing that this lack of cooperation will not delay the investigation's outcome.
I have spoken to Mr. Branchflower this morning. He is continuing to gather information and expects to complete his report as planned by October 10th.
The committee will also now send out another round of subpoenas to state employees who last week were expected to cooperate but now are not. A senior attorney in the state law department had assured Branchflower the subpoenas wouldn't be necessary, but then his boss, Attorney General Talis Kohlberg, changed that, and those people have not been interviewed. Now seven of them will be ordered to appear.
The original unserved subpoenas are still in the hands of Mr. Branchflower. He will begin the process of serving them on the seven remaining witnesses with a new return date of Friday, September 26th, 2008.
While French refused to take questions, Senator Jean Theriault, a Judiciary Committee member and also the Senate's minority leader, stayed in the room and talked to reporters. He said he thought the reason the three witnesses did not appear was because of public statements made earlier by French concerning an, a quote, October surprise.